Well, there are new images today from the summit in Singapore. President Trump saluting a North Korean general, North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un, looking on, smiling broadly. The moment was captured for a 40-minute documentary that aired on North Korean state media after the summit. Then yesterday, in an interview with Fox News aboard Air Force One, Trump again heaped praise on the brutal North Korean dictator.
Hey, when you take over a country, tough country, with tough people, and you take it over from your father, I don't care who you are, what you are, how much of an advantage you have. If you can do that at 27 years old, that's one in 10,000 that could do that. So he's a very smart guy. He's a great negotiator. But I think we understand each other.
But he's still done some really bad things.
Yeah, but so have a lot of other people done some really bad things. I mean, I could go through a lot of nations where a lot of bad things were done. Now, look.
Let's take this up. Former Democratic Congresswoman Jane Harman now heads the Wilson Center. She's given this some thought. Congresswoman Harman, there's an active gulag in North Korea. American Atawambir died after being held there. Kim has had members of his own family murdered. His spending on nuclear weapons has starved his own people. Is it possible that President Trump doesn't mean the compliments he says about him, but is saying them for negotiating purposes?
Well, I hope that's why he's doing it. My answer to you is it is possible. I certainly commend him for making North Korea the first and primary focus of his foreign policy and for his unorthodox way of getting to a meeting. Diplomacy is better. Talking is better than bombing. But that meeting a few days ago was a made-for-television event, and I think in many ways it is going to be harder to fill in the details than it would have been had some more preparatory work occurred.
And because Kim was so elevated. Look, Marco Rubio, the senator, tweeted out after other compliments from Trump, "While I know POTUS is trying to butter him up to get a good deal," he agrees with that theory, "Kim is not a talented guy. He inherited the family business from his dad and grandfather. He's a total weirdo who would not be elected assistant dog catcher in any democracy." Now, oddly, critics of Donald Trump might say that that might be Freudian on Rubio's part because Trump himself inherited his business from his father. But how are Trump's compliments of Kim heard around the world?
I think there's a very mixed reaction. I mean, Trump is obviously impressed by strong men, and they all seem to be men, who engage in activities that are pretty anti-democratic in their countries. He's more impressed by them than by, let's say, obviously, the leaders of major countries in Europe or Justin Trudeau in Canada. Mm-hmm. And I think to amplify my comment before, I think if our goal is this acronym that I'm just memorizing, CVID, Complete Verifiable Irreversible Denuclearization, some of these comments will make that harder. I mean, Kim already has the PR victory here. He's standing and sitting with the U.S. president. He's put out his own version of a propaganda movie for North Korean consumption. He's meeting with the leaders of the major countries of the world. I think we're going to see that some of those countries, including China and possibly others, start more trade with North Korea, banking on the fact that the U.S. Won't come out after them for that, since we need their support for the deal we're trying to make with North Korea. So Kim has got more economic help, equal stature, as he sees it in the world with the United States, and hasn't had to do anything yet.
Look, some would say Presidents Obama, Bush and Clinton all prioritized North Korea's nuclear threat over addressing human rights issues. So they don't see this as a problem with Trump. But he's not just overlooking the human rights issues. He's heaping these compliments and saluting a general, that picture that we mentioned. Look, I went on military chat sites. We know that American presidents only started saluting their own military when Reagan did. But many soldiers there said, you don't salute three countries' military, Iran, North Korea, and Syria. Just your thoughts in the minute we have on what that image means.
Well, that image is disturbing, and I don't think enough preparation was made. Maybe no one anticipated that could happen. I think Trump's gesture is unfortunate. But let's go back to what really matters here. What matters here is follow-on work that achieves a complete, verifiable, irreversible denuclearization of the country, or at least a freeze. That's made harder by some of the statements of Trump and the fact that he backed out of the Iran deal, which sets a floor that he may not be able to exceed here.
Former Democratic Congresswoman Jane Harman of the Wilson Center Now, thank you as always.
Thank you.